Welcome to Off the Cuff. I'm Dean Vitale, sitting here with John Bell. And what we do on this podcast is that we take a short amount of time and we come up with a subject and we start talking about that subject. And then I politely interrupt John and I say, hey, wait a minute, can you kind of elaborate on this? And right now we're in the subject of, and very topical from where we're at right now, John, is America under God's judgment? And I know you said last time we're going to take things from Romans 1. And so let me just turn over the mic to you and say, what about that? Is America under God's judgment?
Okay. Well, last time we talked about the different kinds of wrath. And the last one we talked about was God's wrath through abandonment. Okay. And the key verse in Romans 1 is verse 18. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So I kind of want to focus on that a little bit today. So in abandonment, and the question is, are we in that process of where God is abandoning America? In Romans 1, verse 24, listen to what it says. God gave them over. In verse 26, God gave them over. In verse 28, in the middle of the verse, it says, God gave them over. So three times in chapter 1, this idea of abandonment is mentioned. God gave them over. And here's what that means exactly. God will abandon sinners to their own choices and the consequences of those choices, and nations, right? He will abandon nations and cultures. What is this abandoning act on God's part? Here's what it is. It's the removal of restraining grace.
Oh, man.
That's what I feel like, Dean. It's when God lets go and turns a society over to its own sinful freedoms and the results of those freedoms. So it's kind of like God says, is that what you want? I mean, you want to do that?
So let me, the first thing I'm thinking of right now, and it's kind of a good thought, but so to be a bandit, you have to be part of something at one time. So God really does love us all. We choose either to not love him or love him.
Yeah.
Because to be abandoned, that means you're in the circle. And then all of a sudden, if he abandons you, now you're not part of the family / circle. Is that right or is that wrong?
You're out from the protection of the family and the circle. Mm-hmm. So think of the prodigal son.
Okay.
Right.
There was a period of time he left.
But he was in a wonderful place. You know,
In the beginning,
he was the younger son.
Right.
And the father had two sons. Mm-hmm. And the prodigal was like, I don't like the rules around here. Mm-hmm. I want to do things my way.
Right.
So he asks his father for the inheritance and he goes away. And you know what? I've often thought, what was going through that father's mind
right
when all that was going on? Because if my son came to me and said, you know what, Dad, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with you or our family.
Right.
Just give me whatever is mine and I want to go. Like that would break. And that's kind of, and I think America's kind of saying that to God.
Mm-hmm. Like, the good part to that, though, is it ends happily because he comes back.
Well, the great thing is we'll do a podcast on, or we'll do a cast, we'll do an audio on, is there any hope for America with where we're at? So we'll actually talk about that.
All right.
Because, that's so true. Yeah. So, I think God is clearly, Dean, here's how we know that we are under the wrath of God. Mm-hmm. Because what used to be wrong is now considered right. And what used to be right is now considered wrong.
By some, though. I mean,
you know, not by the whole society.
Right, not by the, I mean, but in, and there's always that pendulum. And I think, and I talk about this a lot, I think that pendulum is beginning to swing. Here we are, you know, and you're saying no or April?
No. I would say that there is a battle right now. Yeah, I think a lot of people, would say right now, there is a battle for the soul of America. Yeah. But this is what I would say. In the public square, evil is winning. There's absolutely no doubt about that. The media.
We talked about pillars.
Yeah, we talked about pillars
a couple times. But so okay, I'll yield that to you.
Listen, religion. You know, the pillars are religion,
right?
Family, government.
Yeah.
Arts and entertainment. Media.
Yeah, you're right.
Business. Yeah. I mean, even business, which business is there to make a profit, but even business, Dean, is affected by woke. Now, what they're finding out is it doesn't work.
Right, yeah.
They're losing money. Right. Like, the great thing about business is they have to make money.
Yes. Yeah, because their account, many are accountable to their shareholders.
So, yeah, the bottom line. The bottom line.
But, you know, that's the one thing. If you own a social network and you're so wealthy, it doesn't matter. Because, you know, when they have these billions of dollars, mm-hmm. you know, he can do anything, you know, he mm-hmm. wants. So mm-hmm. I don't know. But I'll yield that to you that, yes, in the square, in the city squares, in the village squares, evil is winning.
Yeah.
But we know that's going to happen. We know that
Your parents have passed away.
Yes.
My parents have passed away.
Right.
If all of a sudden I could bring them to life and show them what was going on in the society, they would be absolutely shocked.
Yeah.
They would be literally shocked.
Right.
And I'm not talking about the good old days.
No.
I'm talking about, Dean, it used to be this is moral, this is immoral. We are amoral today, right? Mm. It's amoral. It's like anything goes.
Right.
So let me tell you what I see happening really quickly. And I'm not sure where
we're good.
Are.
We're good.
Okay. But so this verse 118 and Romans chapter 1, it talks about suppressing the truth. And how do they suppress the truth? They suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And as you think about that, I think there's, so are we under God's wrath? I would say there's five dominant lies that are in the public square today. Okay. So here's the first one. Life is random. Mm-hmm. There's no plan. There's no purpose. We're all products of evolutionary chance. There's no creator. There's no account. If you want to know why people don't want to believe in God, is because if they believe in God, then they know there's a scorekeeper.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if there's no God, there's no accountability. I don't have anybody to answer to.
No right way to live, no wrong way to live.
Right. So, and this life is random. We basically live in a universe where the bottom line formula is nobody times nothing equals everything, mm-hmm. which...
Nonsense.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. You have to be a moron to think any other way.
Right.
Now, if we're really nothing more than the product of an entirely impersonal material universe, then we don't have souls, and we aren't spiritual beings at all. If materialism is true, that means that as human beings, we have no inherent value. So PETA, you've heard of PETA.
Absolutely,
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Do you know that one of their mantras goes like this? A rat is a pig, is a dog, is a boy.
Oh, my.
So, in other words, if you go into a burning building to save a baby, you should also be just as concerned about the rat.
Wow.
That's where we are. So that, but again,
is that hidden or is that like on a website?
That was in Vogue magazine. There's an article in Vogue magazine about
unbelievable.
It.
Unbelievable.
So life is random. That's lie number one. Number two, truth is relative. No absolutes, no standard, which we just talked about. You just kind of have to, you know, flow somewhere through life around public opinion. So what happens here is public opinion carries the day. You get your truth from, you know, the culture.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Here's what politicians know. They know you can change public opinion. So that's why they vie for power. Ethics can be changed if you have enough clout, enough power, enough persistence. And so what does all that mean? It means there's no absolute truth. We're all free to possess our own truth and demand the freedom to live our lives according to our own truth. We can make it up as we go along. That's why spiritual warfare, Dean, in spiritual warfare, the first article described in Ephesians 6 is the belt of truth,
mm-hmm.
right?
Starting point right there.
Right. And that's why Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Like, you got to get your truth. I've said this to you before. What you've got to figure out pretty early on what is going to be your authority mm-hmm. for truth in your life. You know, my parents didn't accept Christ until my mom was in her early 30s and my dad was like right around 40. But as soon as they did that, they made a decision, and all of us as seven kids grew up with this. They were like, we're under the authority of the Word of God. That's it. So I grew up knowing right and wrong. I didn't always do right, but I always knew right,
mm-hmm.
right? So,
right.
And then here's a third one. People are basically good. Huh. They're basically good, which, you know, like, there's a really important doctrine that is taught in the Word of God, and most good churches, you know who's interesting to talk about this? Mm-hmm. Is Dennis Prager, who's an Orthodox Jew. But he says, one of the biggest lies is that people are basically good.
Right.
Because he says, no, there are really, really evil people out there. And basically all of us suffer from the fall.
Yeah.
And it's called the doctrine of the depravity of man.
Mm-hmm.
So we make excuses around this. You know, if somebody does something really bad,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this is crazy. If somebody does something really bad, you know what they say? Well, he probably had a bad childhood.
Yeah, they always blame something or something else.
You know, it's not my fault.
Right.
It's somebody else. And or they lack self-esteem. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy just murdered three people.
Right.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because he lacks self-esteem.
Right. And then Christians, okay, here we go. Christians say, well, you can hate the sin, but you can't hate the sinner.
Well, that's not in the Bible.
Right, exactly. No, you know what? That's evil, and we can't hate
Again,
it.
Dennis Prager is really good about this because he says he actually brings up that, Dean.
Really?
I heard a talk he gave one. He mm-hmm. goes, you Christians, you say things like this. You say you can hate the sin and love the sinner. He goes, I hate the sin and I hate the sinner.
Right, exactly.
And you know what? Psalm chapter 5, verse 5 and 11, I think also verse 5, says something like this, God hates the wicked every day,
mm-hmm.
right? Again, see, we have this idea that God loves everybody and, you know, this idea of, I don't know where they came up with that.
Oh,
one,
my goodness.
You know, hate the sin and love the sinner. It's like, no.
No, right.
No, why do you think God's going to punish them? They're going to suffer from God's wrath. Well, I love you, but I'm going to, you know.
Annihilate you.
Yeah. And then the next one is you have the power to be anything you want to be, right?
Right.
This is the largest section in Barnes & Noble, the bookstore.
Self-help.
You know what it is? It's self-help.
Self-help, right.
Which, that tells you right away, you got a problem, because it's self-help. help.
Yeah. Right? You can't figure this out.
Yeah. No. And you don't have that power.
It's, right.
Just remember this. There has to be a power outside of you for you to change. Either information from somebody else, coaching, mentoring, you know, in the case of becoming a Christian and really, really changing, really growing into who God made you to be, you need the outside power of God coming into you.
And it's not just learned behavior.
No, it's not behavior modification.
At all.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and really, it's just all of a sudden, the Spirit comes inside you and then changes you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I remember this great story about this guy was in Harvard, and he was in taking a class on psychology. So he went to see this professor, and he said, I really want to know why I have such animosity towards my mother. So the guy met with him a few times and finally the guy said, okay, you know what? I got it. He goes, now I know why I hate my mother, but I still hate my mother.
All right, exactly. Right.
So this, the biggest lie ever, Dean, and kids hear this from parents, you can be anything you want to be.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you can't. There are limitations you have. Now, the way I frame that is you can be anything God wants you to be. And that's what you should be going for. And then the fifth lie is the goal of life is pleasure, self-satisfaction. And ever since, you know, Hugh Hefner invented the Playboy lifestyle, people have been going after pleasure. And they'll pursue pleasure at any cost. This is the whole idea of just being sad. You know, it's just, if you read Ecclesiastes, which is written by Solomon, you'll know that that doesn't work.
Right.
Because the wealthiest man in the world could have anything he wanted. And here's what he says at the end of it. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity. Mm-hmm. So those are the lies. So the lies are life's random, truth's relative, people are basically good. You have the power to be anything you want to be. And the goal of life is self-satisfaction. Let me kind of finish up with this, okay? Because this is kind of the self-delusion that people have, okay? Now listen to the truth. The truth just destroys the lie, right?
Okay.
So here's the truth, just the opposite. God is sovereign. Mm-hmm. Nothing's random. The Bible is absolute truth. All people are basically sinful, and only Christ can change your life. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So, and selfless submission to Jesus Christ is the goal of life. So Vaclav Havel, who was like this artist in Czechoslovakia, mm-hmm. when they were under the Iron Curtain of the Soviet Union, mm-hmm. he basically led what's called the Velvet Revolution. And he's an artist. He eventually became like president of Czechoslovakia. He was now a politician. Mm-hmm. But he has all these wonderful statements about truth. And he basically just said, we just need to start speaking truth against the lies of communism. Here's one of his great statements. Truth and love must prevail over lies and hatred. So, you know, even people just in everyday life know that there are lies. And if you believe those lies, this is what I'd say with regard to the wrath of God. If you choose to believe those lies, you're under the wrath of God. Mm.
You've been listening to Off the Cuff, and that's our lifelong pastor, John Bell. John and I do this podcast regularly, and we invite you to tune in when you can. It's a short little burst, but you get a lot of information, a lot of value. And currently we're speaking about, is America under God's judgment? And we'll pick it up the next episode of Off the Cuff.